Mark Wayne Mullen calls out tool of the left Chamber of Commerce, woke brigade are hypocrites. By John Binder on March 29, 2022. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, running for Senator Jim Inhofe's, ROK, open Senate seat, is calling out the United States Chamber of Commerce as a tool of the left and woke brigade, hypocrites. Last week, the chamber's president Suzanne Clark posed for a photo on her Instagram that featured white women wearing American Indian headdresses at an event. Following the post, Clark apologized to chamber staff, saying that she was deeply sorry for her momentary lapse in judgment. Mullen, a member of Cherokee Nation, called out Clark in a statement and called the chamber a tool of the left that has consistently fought the America First agenda for working and middle-class Americans in favor of corporate special interests. Surprised that Suzanne Clark, of the Chamber of Commerce, was caught posing with native headdresses? I'm not, Mullen said. The woke brigade are hypocrites. The chamber has been a tool of the left ever since they fought the America First agenda. What have they actually done for Indian country? As Breitbart News has chronicled, the chamber has joined with the George W. Bush Institute and the network of Koch brother organizations to lobby the Biden administration on expanding legal immigration levels to fill open American jobs with foreign workers. Already, legal immigration levels to the U.S. are at historic highs, where about 1.2 million foreign nationals score green cards every year, most through the process known as chain migration, and another 1.5 million foreign nationals secure visas to temporarily hold American jobs. Legal immigration levels have driven the U.S. population to a record 331.9 million, including the largest foreign-born population in the nation's history at 46.6 million. Rather than reducing overall legal immigration, a policy position supported by nearly 7 in 10 Republican voters and 32% of swing voters, the chamber has urged Biden to double legal immigration levels to provide a never-ending flow of foreign workers into American jobs for big business. Likewise, the chamber has allied itself with big tech corporations to fight antitrust initiatives that would greatly reduce tech conglomerates' ability to control the speech of American citizens and their share of markets. Aside from its policy proposals, the chamber boasts of a diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, internal policy steeped in the framework of critical theory that suggests the American economy is riddled with systemic forms of racism. We believe diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, is a business imperative, the chamber's website states. Guided by data and informed by conversations with business, government, academic, and civic leaders, the U.S. Chamber's Equality of Opportunity Initiative, EOI, advances public and private sector solutions to help close opportunity gaps. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.